This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is an interview that Gary did yesterday morning on CoinDesk, where he talks about the future of Bitcoin, NFTs, and the decentralized web. Enjoy.
Our first guest is a media maestro, serial entrepreneur, and prominent internet personality. He co-founded restaurant reservation app Resy, which I use from time to time, and was an early angel investor in tech firms like Facebook, Twitter, and Venmo. Joining us now is Gary Vaynerchuk, chair of VaynerX and the CEO of VaynerMedia. Welcome, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
Gary.
Great to have you. Great. All right. So, you know, we just had Beeple on last week. We have Medikoven, the buyer of his $70 million NFT later on in the show. Are we in an NFT bubble? What are your thoughts on that? Beeple said he thought we were. Do you agree?
I do. I think that we are in a very similar place to where we were in internet stocks in 2000. I think when you have these massive transformation technology shifts, there's a moment where everybody gets excited about it. And, you know, for me, the internet was happening in 95, 6, 7, but you started to really see the stock market embrace with those IPOs in 98, 99. And then obviously in March, April 2000, you had the collapsing of it. At the time, of the stocks. At the time, a lot of people talked about the internet being a fad and it never being meaningful for businesses, blah, blah, blah. What happened in reality was the internet was this game-changing revolution of technology, but a lot of the early projects were just overpriced on the excitement. I think we're absolutely in the replication of this. I think NFTs are going to be a framework that we trade in, collect in, utility in, access in for the rest of our collective lives. But I think some of the projects that you're seeing right now on the individual pieces are going to burst.
So you have a long experience in marketing and are obviously quite skilled at that. Until recently, Bitcoin was widely considered to have a marketing problem. Like people just didn't get it. Like people, the mainstream just didn't get it. Now that's changed a little bit just because of the price. But if you had to give kind of like the elevator pitch for Bitcoin, like the quick marketing soundbite, what would you say? Like how would you sell Bitcoin to the masses?
If I was selling Bitcoin, I would speak about history. You know, why did gold do XYZ? Why did fiat happen? Like what is the human psychology to acceptance? I would speak about things that could happen. Like what if Amazon accepts it? What if XYZ country invests aggressively at it? So I think there's a lot of logical steps to continue the affirmation and confirmation of the currency. And I think history has proven that. And I would use history and examples of one domino effect that could change the outcome for the people that are cynical about it.
So just to follow up on that, how would you market NFTs? You know, if NFTs, like right now, there's all these people being like, why is someone spending $70 million on a JPEG? Like if you just had to quickly explain to somebody what the value is of an NFT, what would you say?
I usually go down the route of, do you know somebody who's bought a Fortnite skin for $100, comma, do you think a blue check on Instagram is worth something, comma, I educate them for a minute on the metadata on the NFTs and speak about access, membership clubs, VIP treatments, one-on-one dinners, and talk about all the charity events and things that are sold when people get access to things that they can't get access to.
So getting back to the topic, you know, keeping on this whole idea of the NFT bubble, et cetera, nonetheless, NFTs, how would you translate that into the real world? How would you translate, you know, you've been in the business of selling physical goods. So how would you translate the NFT from intellectual property into the physical world? How will that come about?
I think people are really underestimating and undereducated on the smart contracts. And the reality is you could sell the digital asset, then deliver the individual the physical good. But then in the smart contract, let me give you an example. If I decide I have a book coming out in November, but then I'm a free agent and I was going to sign another book deal. Now I'm debating, should I just NFT my book after that? Print 200,000 copies, make an NFT replication of the cover, make 190,000 that look exactly like the cover. And if you buy it for $20, the NFT, I send you the book. It's literally, and you have now this little digital asset that you might be able to trade on to make some of your dollars back or what have you. But then there's 10,000 covers left. 9,000 of those can be silver covers and they may be $100. But what that does in the smart contract is it allows you to be part of my book club. And once a month, once a week, whatever I decide in the smart contract, I will go with that small group and do Q&A and learnings. That leaves 100 gold books that might be things like one-on-one dinners or a live conference, and maybe one platinum book that is somebody that gets to spend a month with me. The access underneath the smart contract, I think, is going to end up being the aha for a lot of people as they become more educated that it's not just a JPEG. Not to mention, people care about the ownership of provenance. And as that becomes social currency and the way we live, it's no different than in 1999 when I told my friends that everybody would online date and they laughed me out of the room. They were unable to see the chess moves to how society would evolve. I believe in 15 years, people are going to look at people's public wallets to see what they have bought to become a conversation piece or a social currency layer, the way that logos are, the way that followers on social media are, the way that your Wikipedia or Google search results are.
That's funny you say that, because I'm about to do that right now with you. Gary, you tweeted in 2013 that you just bought, using Bitcoin, Google Smart Pants and had it delivered by a drone in 21 minutes. First of all, must be a very expensive pair of pants in today's dollar terms. And second, yes. you know, what was your experience with paying something with Bitcoin? Should it be used as a currency? What are your thoughts on that?
My experience was
should
in 2013.
Bitcoin, go ahead. Yeah, should Bitcoin be used as a currency?
It is. It's not even a should. This is not about predictions. People accept Bitcoin all the time. It's already happened. The question becomes, what happens next? I think this, Bitcoin is so much further along than the majority of things that have come before it as an accepted currency. To me, I don't get to say, nor do most humans get to say, what should or shouldn't be accepted. If enough people believe in it, then it becomes. I always remind people, somebody used to live in the world before gold meant anything. We didn't have great documentation, but gold was a created ecosystem. Should gold be accepted?
What should be the currency of the world? Is my question to you.
Whatever enough of the people in the world accept, right? Humans create their ecosystems. I don't think this is a game of should. This is a game of how has it always happened? People used to trade berries for sheeps. People used to trade furs for people. People used to trade high-end wine for workers to build things. I mean, I laugh at people's naivete to think what is going on today or what we grew up with is the end-all be-all. That's just laughable. The human race will continue to evolve. And if anything, I think it makes more sense that things that are digital become the currency as we go that route as a race.
Do you see Bitcoin becoming the currency of the world that everyone will start using? And
I like to answer things that I understand, and you can see the conviction I come in on the other questions. I really don't know. For me, the reason I've gone harder into NFT than, let's say, currencies is because I just enjoy it more. I wasn't the kind of person that really traded equities my whole life. I haven't spent the meaningful hours that I think other people have around really being able to answer that question. What I can tell you is people are naive, and if they don't understand that a shocking number of people have accepted this, I think there's a lot of conversation of what happens to the dollar when it goes off of the gold standards in the 70s. I think there's a lot going on with our society and our relationships with governments. And I think the ingredients are in place for Bitcoin. And, you know, you've got to understand, if Bitcoin hits and becomes a currency of society, well, that leads to a lot of other currencies and a lot of other variables like NFTs to also follow suit. And it creates a real digital finance economy.
So for a long time, people have been getting really frustrated with our current social media platforms, in particular Facebook, right? In terms of, you know, keeping our data, selling our data, you know, individuals having limited control over these sort of centralized platforms. But we still haven't really seen anything truly disrupt the current model, the sort of Facebook, Twitter model. I guess my question is, how do you see the future of social media? And do you think blockchain technology will play a part of it? Do you see a decentralized social media coming in the future?
I do see a decentralized social media. I do think on the flip side that our great disgust with Facebook Inc. is more of a mainstream media headline than reality. I haven't seen this grand exodus from Instagram because they sell our data. You know, when you talk to normal people, it's like talking about DeFi or Bitcoin or NFTs. Most people speak about it from a headline standpoint, but can't actually articulate what they're so upset about. When they quote unquote sell our data, it's not like people are surveillancing our life. They're creating a scenario where we are getting more relevant advertising in our feeds based on our clicks and our actions. This great propaganda that these machines are manipulating us is laughable. You can absolutely delete the app. So, you know, there are two separate things. I think the reason you haven't seen anything too crazy is real life humans are not so up in arms for seeing root beer ads in their feed because they like root beer, comma. I do think a decentralized central network is inevitable because decentralization is here, right? Like the technology is here and every aspect of our society will play on top of it.
So along those lines, do you have an expectation, for instance, for where the price of Bitcoin will be in a couple of years from now based on just the overall change in the economy and how people view networks and how they trade currency, et cetera?
You know what's funny, my friend? I don't tend to predict. I'm very good at seeing something and then tasting it, using it, and having observations. Here's what I will say. I will say that I don't believe there's a middle ground for Bitcoin. I think it's so far advanced that unless you have government involvement, I think it will continue to go up. And then if you do have massive government regulations, if Russia, America, Europe decides to say if you are a citizen of our state, our sovereign nation, you are not allowed to hold this. I think you've got a whole nother bag of issues and who knows what comes out of that. But I don't think there's this middle ground for a very long time. I think you got another decade max of potential middle ground, and then it's going to space, or you're going to have real interesting unrest between citizens and sovereign nations.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary, for joining us this morning and sharing your thoughts. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, team. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Today's highlighted review is Great Information on NFTs by Bobby M. Thanks, Gary, for getting me into the NFT space. I've learned so much about Beeple on Clubhouse and through your teachings. Each interview teaches me so much about the space. Thanks, Gary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.